As water is abstracted from groundwater, the water level in the well lowers and creates a drawdown or lowering of the water table around the well. The area of drawdown is called the cone of depression, and the pumped well is located at the apex of this cone. In an unconfined aquifer, this is an actual depression of the water levels. In confined aquifers, the cone of depression is a reduction in the pressure head surrounding the pumped well. The cone of depression creates a gradient between the well and the surrounding aquifer that results in the flow of water from the aquifer to the well. As the water flow into the well continues, the cone of depression extends outward and continues to expand in a radial fashion until a point of equilibrium occurs, where the amount of water released from the aquifer equals the amount of water being pumped out of it. The widest part of the cone at the top is called the area of influence. When pumping ceases, the cone gradually fills up with water and the area of influence diminishes, restoring the water table. The size and shape or slope of the cone of depression depends on the following factors: the pumping rate, the type of aquifer, the type of aquifer material such as sand, silt, fractured rocks, or karst, the amount of water in storage, or whether the cone intercepts the boundary of a water source, such as a lake, stream, or a barrier, such as a massive bedrock, clay, or edge of the aquifer. In an unconfined aquifer, the cone of depression spreads radially out from the point of pumping. In a confined aquifer, pumping creates a similar cone of depression. Only in this case, the cone represents the area over which the pressure in the aquifer is reduced. The water in the aquifer is compressed, so by reducing the pressure, the water expands. When two cones of depression intersect, they tend to have a combined effect on drawdown and result in water levels or pressures that are much lower than a single cone of depression would produce. This can serve as an important consideration when planning well placement and pumping rates. In the case of water supply, wells are typically placed far enough apart in order to avoid intersecting cones of depression. This way, drawdown in the aquifer is minimized, and undesirable impacts of saltwater intrusion and land subsidence are avoided.